Week before last, I began talking about wisdom.
And
we finally got to the beginning of Proverbs. Proverbs is a book of wisdom.
And
I think sometimes we neglect to apply Proverbs, to read it and actually put it into
practice.
The text I want to look at this morning is Proverbs
1 verse 7. You
can read it.
Ni fatahorana an'i Jehovah ny fiandoham-pahalalana, fa ny adala manamafy fahendrena sy ny famaizana.
It tells us that wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord.
But
fools despise wisdom and discipline.
You're going
to find that there's often a link to the idea of discipline and self-discipline. Meaning in these things you have to push yourself. Doesn't just fall on you out of the sky. I want wisdom.
I don't
think it's going to just come out of the sky. Suddenly I'll be wise. But wisdom is actually about making the right choices. Doing the right things. Getting the job done. In other words, wisdom is supposed to accomplish something. It's not just an idea. And the Bible says that wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord.
It
doesn't begin with university. It begins with the fear of the Lord.
Now,
I've got an app on my phone. It's a little program. It measures the sound level. How loud Rivo is or how soft he is. How loud the sound is. It's because if you go over 100, you start risking damaging your ears. I was in some churches in
Tulia.
It wouldn't have been wise to stay there for long. Standing in front of this huge loudspeaker. That loudspeaker with an attitude, it's up in your face.
And
it makes your ears feel like you can't keep your eyes open. It's
like.
So I had a thought. Do I trust this meter? Do I believe that what it tells me is accurate? And so Glenn downloaded a different one on his phone. And there we stand side by side in the meeting. And mine says 103. And his says 95. Now we don't know where we stand. Which one is right? Which one is accurate? If I knew that this one is accurate, then I'd know his one is inaccurate. You can go into the settings
And you
can recalibrate. So I can make my one say where it used to say 103, I can make it say
95.
If I knew that Glenn's one was right. But in order to be accurate, it needs to be calibrated. That's why you don't trust a free app on your iPhone. And you can actually go and buy a proper sound meter at an electronics shop.
One
thing I know, this one of mine, or maybe Glenn's one, is probably not accurate. They would need to be calibrated against one that is true. Now God said in His word, let God be true and every man a liar. What he means is this. If he has an opinion and you have an opinion, and your opinion is different from his opinion, then your opinion is wrong. God's the only one that's allowed to be up there on the pedestal. We joke about opinions. Like people like to share their opinion. This is what I think. And then we say, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. In other words, I'll tell you what you should think. Rather agree with my opinion than make me try to agree with your opinion. And people are like a whole lot of meters that don't agree with each other and they need to be recalibrated. What I'm saying to you is that you need to be recalibrated. That some of your opinions are actually offensive to God. And when He hears what you think of something and He thinks differently, He's not going to accommodate and come down and say, oh, I'll change the way I see things for you. God wants you to change the way you see things. So you see it the way He sees it. Because He's right. And Proverbs isn't setting forth some alternative philosophy. Proverbs is actually setting forth the character of God. And we see the character of God embodied in the person of Jesus. Proverbs reveals the written words of God's wisdom and character. And Jesus reveals the wisdom of God in the flesh. A living example. And they're not exclusive. They're not in competition with one another. It's not either you follow the proverbs of the Bible or you follow the person of Jesus. Both of them are the revelation of God's wisdom. one by instruction and the other one by example.
Ny anankiray amin'ny alalana hoe torohevitra dia ny anankiray amin'ny alalana hoe ohatra naseho.
It's a wonderful thing.
Zavatra mahafinaritra.
Because if you look at how Jesus behaves,
satria raha jerevantsika ny fomba fitondratenan'i Jesosy,
you see a man who's living out the wisdom of Proverbs.
Dia hitantsika le olona hoe niaina ny fahendren'ny le oabolana.
And Proverbs tells us the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Ary ny oabolana dia miteny amintsika ny fatahorana an'Andriamanitra no fiandohan'ny fahalalana.
Which means this.
Dikan'izay dia izao.
Wisdom begins by taking God seriously.
Ny fahendrena dia manomboka amin'ny fandraisana entitra tsara an'Andriamanitra.
Ah, different people take different things seriously.
Ny olona tsirairay avy a samy hafa ny azy ny zavatra hoe raisiny hoe sérieux tsara.
Someone says something, you know, I think God's going to forgive me for this, so I'm just going to do it anyway.
Misy ny sasany mitra, samy eritreritra ho avelan'Andriamanitra ny eloko raha manao an'ity fa ataoko an'ity e.
And we never speak up or say, no, you're wrong, you're going to offend God.
Dia tsika koa tsisy miteny hoe ianao any diso amin'izany a anafitohana an'Andriamanitra ane izany.
He may forgive you, but you're still going to reap bad harvest from your sowing of bad seed.
Hoe mety hamelany eloko tokoa Andriamanitra kanefa ianao mbola hijinja zavatra ratsy a ny amin'ny voratsy na fafinao iny.
We don't confront.
Tsika tsy tia manatrika an'ilay zavatra.
Because we haven't become deeply invested in what God feels and thinks about something.
Satsika tsena hoe mahalina tsika loatra manopetraka ao amin'ny zavatra izay hoe tena eritreretin'Andriamanitra indraindray.
But I can see what you feel strongly about.
Dia fantatra afaka hitako ny zavatra hoe tena matotra anao.
You could be holding your Samsung or your iPad.
Mety hoe miazona ny iPad nao ianao na le Samsung.
And I come up and I punch it. Smash the screen.
Te tonga te meto meko tutundre le vitranine.
Then you be like,
écran.
Why did you do that?
Does that get fa manina no manons?
How dare you?
Fa manina ko non samana.
You're going to have to pay for that.
Mila luano in.
You're going to have to replace it.
Mila sulunao in.
It was wrong what you did.
Tena diso mintsy zavatra nataonao.
Suddenly you've got a lot of feeling, a lot of opinion about something.
Tampoka ianao tena manana fatsapana betabe sy manana hoe hevitra mikasika an'ilay zavatra anankiray.
But then you see that guy and he's going to do that thing.
Fa iny ianao mahita an'ilay olona anankiray hoe andehanao an'ity zavatra ity.
And you know it offends God, but it doesn't offend you.
Fa fantatrao tsara manafitohana an'Andriamanitra ilay izy fa tsy manafitohana anao.
He can go and be unfaithful, but as long as he doesn't smash your iPad, it's okay.
Hoe afaka mandeha any izy dia tsy maninina izy na tsy mahatoky ary rehefa tsy pitehany fotsiny ilay iPadko dia tsy maninina.
We live with kind of wrong standards.
Tena hoe manana fenitra diso tahaka an'izany tsika izay miainatsika.
When we take God seriously,
rehefa tena hoe raisintsika entitra tsara Andriamanitra,
it means you should take note of his character.
Dia tokony ho jerevanao tsara ihany koa izany ny toetrany.
His value judgments.
Hoe ny fomba fitsarany ny zavatra manandanja aminy.
His interests and desires.
Ny zavatra mahaliana azy sy ny faniriany.
What's God interested in?
Ina ny zavatra mahaliana an'Andriamanitra?
What does he desire?
Ina ny zavatra iriny?
Do you know?
Fantatrareo ve?
You should ask him.
Mila tokony antaninao izy.
You should read his word and you'll discover he is interested in some things.
Tokony vakinao ny teniny dia ho hitanao aika misy zavatra mahaliana azy ao.
He's interested in justice and righteousness.
Mahaliana azy dia fahamarinana sy fahamarinana.
He's interested in integrity.
Ary ihany koa ny toetra tsara ihany koa mahaliana azy.
He desires people to be set free.
Ary tena maniry mihitsy izy mba afaka ny olona.
He cares for the widow and the orphan.
Ary dia tia mikarakara ny mpitondra tena sy ny kamboty izy.
He has a special place in his heart for the poor.
Ary manana toerana manokana mihitsy izy ao am-pony ao any mahantra.
See, God is actually a personal being.
Andriamanitra izany raha ny tena izy tena ohatra ny hoe tahaka ny hoe persona mihitsy izy eo amin'ny toetrany.
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Ary ny tahotra an'Andriamanitra ny fetomboan'ny fahendrena na fahalalana.
So we begin by taking God seriously and wanting to get to know him.
Rehefa tena manomboka tsika hoe mandray an'Andriamanitra entitra tsara ary te hahafantatra azy a.
While we're watching the movie, we'll ask, do you like this movie, Lord?
Rehefa mijery tele ianao dia mieritreritra tianao ve ty film ty tompo?
Maybe he'll say, actually no, I don't.
Mety tenisa ara tenisa tsy tianio.
I don't like that movie.
Tsy tiako film io.
You think God has an opinion?
Nareva metratra manana hevitra koa Andriamanitra.
He's infinite. He should have an opinion on everything.
Izy a Mandrakzay is tokony hoe manana hevitra amin'ny zavatra rehetra rehetra izy.
Now in the Bible, the fear of the Lord.
Ao amin'ny Baiboly, aleo hoe fahatahorana ny Jehovah, ny fahatahorana ny Tompo.
It's always put forward as a positive thing.
Dia apetraka foana ilay izy tahaka ny zavatra hoe positif.
The fear of the Lord is never something of like it's a panicky terror that you have to, that's a bad negative thing. But it is more than reverence. The fear of the Lord involves a measure of real fear.
Le fatahorana Jehovah zany a misy ao anatin'le izy io tena hoe misy reviny hoe tena fatahorana.
Because we're invariably not doing very well.
Satria tenenina zany tsika de ra lazaina de tena tsy mandiaraka ny tokony izy loatra ny zavatra ataontsika.
None of us is perfect. We're not living a perfect life.
Tsy misy amintsika hoe tanteraka ny fiainana hoe tonga lafatra.
Now, if you knew that at work you had made a few mistakes, and then you get a phone call from the boss, come into my office. We need to talk. How do you go into that meeting? Straighten your clothes.
You
check that you're looking okay, and you're worried, you're nervous. Because in an hour, you might have been told you don't have a job anymore. Your boss holds something of your life in his hands. Now God holds your entire life in his hands. Your life can go smoothly or your life can be bumpy. Just depending on how God chooses to build and develop your character. He's a father who's more committed to your character than your comfort. Which means if he's trying to teach me something, like to deal with double standards or corruption, I think it doesn't matter. What does it mean to God? I never even took time to find out. And suddenly life's going really tough. Things are really hard. And then God speaks and says, you see, I'm showing you the fruit of the wrong path. You sowed these seeds carelessly, now you have to eat a bitter harvest. It's the loving discipline of a father. It's not fear of rejection. I don't fear God's rejection because I know I'm accepted in Christ. But I fear when he puts his eye on me and scrutinizes me. Like my dad checking the quality of some work I'd done for him. Or after I borrowed the car and I gave it back to him and I realized I forgot to put petrol back in the tank, and he goes and he turns the key on and looks at that gauge.
Goes,
oh, trouble's coming.
Oh.
My heart's beating. This is not how you look after someone's stuff. You don't borrow it and give it back in a condition worse than when you received it. See, God sometimes takes an audit
of
our character and how we're living. But the fear of the Lord is this incredibly good thing. See, when I lived in the fear of my dad, and I borrowed the car, I always gave it back in better condition than when I received it. I didn't smoke. But my dad smoked. Then I would clean the ashtray. It's not my mess. But I don't give a car back with rubbish in. You see, I learned good character lessons from my father. The end result is when someone sees you've learned to look after things, they give you bigger and bigger things to look after. You're faithful in the little, you're entrusted with more. You never learn to treat people well. But you want a husband or a wife. Why is God going to give you one if you're
going to
mess it up? You lie sometimes. Why is God ever going to give you a voice or a platform or an influence? You're faithful with a few people in your life. And then God gives you a bigger responsibility. You see, we think these things are all our choices, but God is reigning sovereignly all the time.
So
here are some things about the fear of the Lord and what it brings about. In Genesis, Joseph's brothers have come to him. And they don't know what he's going to do with them. He could kill them. He could put them in prison because he's second in charge in Egypt and they're begging for mercy. How did Joseph's brothers know if he's going to take revenge or not? And then Joseph says this. He says, this is what you must do.
He
gives them some instructions. Go back and fetch Jacob. And then he says, do this and you'll live. And then they might still be nervous that it's a trick. And he adds these words. For I fear God. Suddenly his brothers know something about Joseph. He wouldn't trick them because he fears God. A God-fearing man is a trustworthy man. If you say something, your words are dependable, not because that person can't be tricked, but God can't be tricked. Why should you not trick another person? Because God sees.
Satria mahita andriamanitra.
A God-fearing person is a trustworthy person.
Ny olona matahotra an'andriamanitra dia olona azo atokisana.
In Exodus 18, verse 21, Moses is choosing leaders. He needs help, so his father-in-law says, pick some elders. And it says, he gets this advice, look for able men who are strong. Men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe. The fear of God meant that the men would not take a bribe.
Ny hoe fa atahorana an'Andriamanitra dia midika hoe iny olona avy eo tsy handray tsolotra na kolikoly.
Not just that they wouldn't take a bribe, that they hate bribery.
Tsy hoe akory hoe tsy haka kolikoly izy fa tena mankahala mihitsiny an'le kolikoly.
How do you think God feels about bribery?
Ahoana ny eritreretinareo hoe eritreritr'Andriamanitra amin'izany resaka kolikoly izany?
What is his opinion?
Inona ny heviny amin'izany?
And how do you feel about it?
Ary ohatra ny ahoana kosa ny fahatsapanao an'izay?
He's not going to be recalibrated. You better be recalibrated. He hates a bribe, so you should hate a bribe. So it's not just an easy thing now when the guy stops me on the road to Antsirabe. You know, I'm riding with Tantirika in the car. In the middle of nowhere, there's a policeman. I mean, why is he even there? It's like he should get a real job. And he stops us. And he's just difficult. There's nothing wrong with our papers. But if he could, he would look inside the tire to see if there's a problem. He just won't let us go. He's holding the papers. And even though you want to take them out his hand and pull them back again, you're not allowed to.
He's
all arrogant with his power. But nevertheless, he has authority that I must respect. Because all authority comes from God and we must respect those in authority. But he's waiting and he's hinting and he's suggesting that maybe if we have a gift for him, we can go. How does God feel about bribery?
He hates it.
It is so easy for me to pull out 2,000 ari-ari and give it to him. It might not be easy for you if that's a lot of money. But honestly, he knows someone who's driving a car can find 2,000
ari-ari.
It's not even to my credit because I'm just sitting there in the passenger seat looking the other way. But Tantirika will not give in. And we wait. And we wait. We're talking 15,
20, 25
minutes. A trip to Antsirabe should take, it's 160 k's. In South Africa, that's an hour and a half. One and a half hours. You just get on the road and you go. I don't need to waste my time, but now this guy's turning a 4-hour trip into a 5-hour trip. But God hates a bribe.
Kaneva halan'Andriamanitra ny kolokolo.
And we sit.
Dia ny andro izay.
In the end, the guy realized.
Dia farany tamin'ny farany, tsapan'ilay rangahy ihany.
It's not going to happen.
Hoe tsy zavatra hitranga eto.
He's not going to get his money.
Hoe tsy ahazo an'ilay vola tadiaviny izy.
You know, a cadeau is not a cadeau if someone holds a gun to your head to demand it.
Cadeau amin'izao fotoan'izao tsy cadeau intsony, fa hoe eo ianao anombanan'ny olona mipasy mba hanome an'ilay izy.
So he tried to pressurize us, but Tanteraka would not give in. It can be very inconvenient. But when you decide you're going to adjust your life to God's values, it's this consciousness that God is there present, watching. I can pay the bribe and offend God. Or I can stand my ground and offend that man. When that guy finally let us go, it involved hearing some unpleasant words from him. He was not happy with us. It was a price for us to pay. But the Bible says you should fear God, not man. To the young ladies, the Bible says your body is not your own. It belongs to God. If you're married, it belongs to your husband and to God. But if someone comes to you and says, "I want you," even if you want them, the question is, what's God's opinion? God says, keep yourself pure. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Oh man, when I was had a girlfriend and we were together, it was so nice. We didn't sleep together, but we were like kissing and holding hands. It's such a nice feeling. And you want to go further and further. And then the Holy Spirit says, stop it. Honor God with your body. It's so inconvenient. I have to overcome all these appetites and urges. But I do. I put up a fight and I stop. I fight with myself and I say I'm not going to dishonor God with my body. Because I fear him. Because if I go ahead and do it, I can't escape him. He sees it when I do it. You know how many things we do when we're kids, because our parents can't catch us. When they're not around, we steal a cookie. Or they don't really know where we are.
Now it's fun to know eyes and miss.
And when we come home, we know we're not going to tell them where we were. And they can never catch us. The problem with God is you can never not be caught. It's impossible to escape him. So I can't actually get away with anything. So in the fear of God, I want to take decisions before I do the wrong thing.
Tena mila manapakevitra melohany anaovako an'ilay zavatra diso.
To do the right thing.
Mba hoe anao ny zavatra marina.
Based on what God thinks, not what I think.
Hoe arakaraka ny fieritreritr'Andriamanitra fa tsy arakaraka ny eritreritro.
And so everything about fearing God is actually learning to live life His way.
Kale hoe izany zavatra rehetra amin'ilay fatahorana an'Andriamanitra izany dia fianarana miaina ny fiainana araka ny lalany.
Saying I'm willing to live my life according to His terms.
Hoe filazana izany hoe vonona hiaina ny fiainako arakaraka izay feno tratratrariny.
And not just that, according to His what he likes, what he doesn't like.
Ary tsy izany any fa arakaraka ny hoe inona ny tiany dia inona ny zavatra tsy tiany.
What pleases him.
Inona ny mahafaly azy.
Even if my flesh wants to oppose.
Eny fa na dia te hanohitra aza ny nofoko.
I just know if I go the way of the flesh.
Ary fantatro tsara raha ny lalan'ny nofo no andehanako a.
I can only end up eating a bitter harvest from the seeds I sowed.
Ny afarako dia tsy maintsy hihinana an'ilay vokatra mangidy a araka ilay vo izay nafafiko teo iny.
God in His loving discipline will make sure of that.
Ary dia ho ataon'Andriamanitra azo antoka mihitsy hoe hitranga aminao izany a araka ny famaizany a noho ny fitiavany.
Do you know in Acts it tells us that God actually commands men everywhere to repent?
Hitanareo any amin'ny asan'ny apôstôly a dia milaza Andriamanitra hoe mandidy ny olona rehetra izy a mba hibebaka.
He even says if you haven't been following Him you must stop what you're doing and you must follow Him.
Izy ary milaza raha tsy mbola nanaraka azy ianao a atsaharo izay zavatra nataonao dia manara azy.
He even says if you're not a Christian He commands you to turn towards Him and become a Christian.
Eny fa na dia tsy kristianina ary ianao dia mandidy ianao izy hoe mitodimaka any aminazy a dia aoka ianao ho lasa kristianina.
We live in a world where everyone thinks it's an offer or an invitation.
Intsika izao miaina amin'ilay tontolo milaza hoe ilay izy a tolotra sy ohatrany hoe fanasana.
If you want to accept Jesus, you can accept Jesus.
Raha te handray an' Jesosy ianao afaka mandray an' Jesosy ianao.
But Acts tells us God commands men everywhere to turn to Him.
Kanefa ny asan'ny apôstôly izany milaza mihitsy hoe mandidy a ny olona rehetra Andriamanitra mba hitodika hiverina any aminy.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Ny tahotra an' Jehovah ny fetomboan'ny fahendrena.
Because even for a lost man it means turning to God.
Satria eny fa na dia ho an'ny olona very ary ny dikan'izay izany dia fitodiana indray mitodika any amin'Andriamanitra.
In the fear of the Lord.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fatahorana an'Andriamanitra.
Knowing that if you don't turn to God, your life will end with destruction.
Amin'ny alalan'ny fahalalanao hoe raha tsy hitodika ho any amin'Andriamanitra ianao a dia afara amin'ny fahasimbana ny fiainanao.
Let's pray.
Ndaotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, you want what's best for us.
Ry Andriamanitra ray ao izay tsara indrindra ny tianao anay.
But often we don't even take notice of what it is.
Fa nefa indraindray tsy jerena akory hoe inona le izy.
As we spend time over the coming weeks looking at the book of Proverbs.
Raha andany fotoana vitsivitsy izay amin'ny herinandro vitsivitsy ho avy eo hijery ny bokyny oabolana.
Put within our hearts a willingness to be recalibrated.
Dia tena hoe ametrao faniriana mihitsy fa ty anatinay aty te ho ahitsy.
To adjust our lives so that we would live in the fear of God.
Mba tena hoe ho amboarinay ny fiainanay andeha hiaina ao anatin'ny fahatahorana an'Andriamanitra.
Seeking to make good decisions that honor you.
Hikatsaka andray fanapaha-kevitra tsara izay manome voninahitra anao.
Willing to learn the things that please you and the things that anger you.
Ary vonona tsara hianatra ny zavatra izay hoe mahafaly anao sy mety hoe tsy mahafaly anao koa.
And then choosing to do the things that please you.
Ary dia ho anatin'izany izay hisafidy anao izay zavatra mahafaly anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.